This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
I mean, at the end of the day, we got to go to work. We got to go to school. We're going to see our family over the holidays. And there could be some awkward conversations with the results of the presidential election today. Obviously, by now, you've probably heard. But if you're not, Donald Trump reelected will be the president-elect, president number 47, which is unusual. It doesn't happen very often that somebody becomes president, loses an election, then comes back 4 years later to get reelected. And it was hotly contested. Everybody has their opinions about who should have won, who did win. And I think, you know, we just want to, at the end of the day, we want to treat each other with respect and kindness and caring. It's what we try and do on this show. So Kennedy had a great idea to ask somebody from Samaritans to come on the show and talk about that anxiety. You know, people are going to go to work today feeling awesome and happy and excited, and you could be around coworkers who are in tears. And how do you navigate all of that? So we want to say good morning to Casey Maitland, who is a licensed independent clinical social worker, and you've been actually out talking to people about this. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
So I guess the question is, what is the first thing you say to people as they're experiencing this anxiety?
Yeah, the first thing I say is it's very real. I think that the concept of talking about it is one thing, but many, many people are experiencing this right now. And we live in a time where slow down doesn't appear to be a viable option, but it is, and it actually has to be. I think that one of the most important things to share is that there's this age-old saying, right, that protecting your inner peace, protecting your sort of inner mindfulness. I think people say that and they think, oh, that's just something people say who are really mindful and really relaxed all the time, right? But the truth is that it's so important, and it's more important now than it ever has been before. We have more access to information than we ever have had before. And the things that we need to do to protect our inner peace, to make our well-being thrive, and that's different for every individual, are so important for addressing this feeling of overwhelm and anxiety.
What do you say to folks? We have gotten so many text messages this morning, and I stand among their number, who are just saying, you know, it's been a difficult day. I'm in tears. I have to go to work, though. You know, is there some sort of things that we can do throughout the day today to just, you know, if you're feeling that kind of way, if you're feeling emotional, how you can not just cry in the bathroom?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that certainly the first thing is disconnecting from social media if you can. I know that sometimes in work life that can be impossible depending on what you do, and I know I'm talking to a crowd like that. But as much as we can step away from the 24-hour news cycle, from sort of the repetition of information. I mean, even yesterday, I chose not to turn on the TV until about 9 o'clock. And I think my day went differently because I would have just been absorbing information sort of consistently over time. But I think any and I know everybody's work life is a bit different, and I want to sort of speak to that, in that any moments that you can take to go for a walk, get outside, put your phone away, text someone you care about, connect with someone you love, check in with yourself and your emotions, right? There is something called square breathing. Even just, you know, thinking 1, 2, 3, 4, breathing in, holding your breath, 1, 2, 3, 4. You would be amazed if you did that 4 times, what that does to center yourself in a space.
Relatable.
Is that what you do when we're bothering you in here?
She calls it taking a lap. Yeah. Well, we're speaking with Casey Maitland, by the way, licensed clinical therapist from Samaritans. You can find Samaritans if you go to samaritanshope.org. Get a question, Dan?
Yeah, well, there's actually from the 978 on the text line that I think is really poignant and a lot of people are dealing with right now. And they ask, can Casey speak to how to deal with living in a divided household again for the next 4 years?
Yeah, it's so complicated. I think that when we think about how people feel so strongly about some of the issues that they do, I think that there's a space where we have to live in where we acknowledge that we may never change someone's mind and that it's okay for two things to be true at the same time, right? It's okay to really love someone and care about someone.
Radical
but not,
acceptance, baby.
Right? and not agree with what they agree with. And I think there has to be a reminder that that may also not change how you feel about your views and the things that are really important to you and the change that you can make by believing in what you believe in and still continuing to support the things that you believe in, and holding the hope that that change will happen, right, through the avenues that you may already be working in. And so I think there is, you know, I think talking about this idea of accepting other people's emotions, we don't always agree with how other people feel about other things, right? And we still have to manage that, whether it's in our household. So I'll give you a perfect example. I think this will resonate with some of the parents this morning. Trying to get my 3-year-old daughter out of the house, and I'm putting her sneakers on just to get her where she needs to go, but she didn't have socks. And so it was a change in the routine. And I put the sneakers on, and the sneakers have sand in them. And it's, you know, and so I literally, as a mental health professional, the words that come out of my mouth this morning were, the sand in the sneakers is not a crisis. Right? And I had this moment where I was like, oh goodness, but it's a crisis to her, right? It is a crisis to her. And I think that that holding that idea with us in every space that we move, which is just because it's not a crisis to me doesn't mean that it's not to someone else and that they don't feel strongly about this. And so that's a little bit about sort of human connection and human navigation and relationship navigation, is that we're not always going to be around people that feel and think the same as us. But what are the ways in which we, right? But what are the ways in which we can still live and coexist? It just may be that we have to let some of those things go and not talk about them all the time, because it may just continue to increase tension.
All right, we're talking to Casey Maitland.
Thank you so much.
Who I suggest should start working on a book, and you name that book, The Sand in the Sneakers is Not a Crisis.
Yes, so good. That's right.
That's going to be the title.
I don't know how my daughter will feel about that.
Casey has been practicing the field of mental health, crisis intervention, suicide prevention for over 16 years, and works as a chief clinical officer at Samaritans. Again, if you want to talk to somebody, there's a 24/7 helpline at Samaritans. You can go to samaritanshope.org. You can also text in. What is that number again?
988 is always there for you whenever you need it.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Hey Sam.
You know,
for young people,
Kennedy
as well.
Kennedy did such a great job of talking about Hey Sam in August, and I think, you know, this is the time period. I'm sure there are youth in the car, ages 15 to 24, 439-726. I think it's important to mention that for 988 calling or texting or Hey Sam, you can text for any reason. And I want to sort of make sure that it's known that, you know, our call takers are very aware of the election stress as well. It's something that we've talked a lot about to them. And so election stress is absolutely a reason that you can text or call into Samaritans. It does not have to be a mental health or suicide crisis.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Casey. We appreciate you coming on this morning.
Thank you so much.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.